Fighters, I want to invite you to up your sales game. Head to Facebook and type in Contractor Sales Pros and join the conversation of what's going on over there. Contractor Sales Pros is a place to ask questions and share strategies and best practices to help each other get better as sales professionals in the construction industry. So jump in and be part of the conversation today.
Hey, Fighters, welcome to Friday Fails. Today, I want to talk about the dangers of comparison. You know, Teddy Roosevelt had a quote that goes something along the lines of comparison is the thief of joy. And what that means is when we set our standard of happiness or satisfaction against somebody else, that we're never going to be happy with what we've got in our in what we're doing. And we're seeing this a lot in the coaching groups right now. You know, we're balls deep in the season. Some people are absolutely slaying it. Their leads are coming in like crazy. They've sold at high gross profit. Their, you know, their employee situation is great because their culture is kicking ass. And on the flip side, you've got these other guys that are struggling. They're turning their business around a little bit, but they see these people talk about having like 60 leads that they've got to get back to, about how they're, you know, they've got this great culture and they're doing these company trips and these guys never want to leave, whatever. And they start shitting on themselves. And, you know, that's typically when I start comparing myself. Those are the two ways I go. There's like, I go, like one, I start beating myself up. I was just at an event the last few days that leading up to it, I saw some great marketing, some great speakers, really fast ticket sales. And I was like, I'm gonna go check this thing out. I wanna see, you know, how we can adapt some of this stuff to the Mile High Profit Summit that we got coming up in September. And lo and behold, I get there and I was completely disappointed. And, you know, whatever, I don't really care about going into that event, but it was more leading up to it. I kept seeing the shit in my head. I was like, these guys are doing better than us. These guys have it dialed. I need to learn something from these guys. When in reality, when I got there and I saw what was going on and was sitting in those seats, I realized that I was beating us up for no reason and that what we're doing, the path we're on, is kick ass. And so that's kind of one way that comparison leads me. And when I see my competitors have a brand new fleet of sprinters or something like that, my mind immediately goes to what are they doing right that I'm not doing? What am I doing wrong? You know, I start shitting on myself. And on the flip side, the other thing that happens with myself is I get complacent. You know, it's like I remember going around and looking at some other businesses and thinking like, wow, they look like a complete shit show. You see their projects going sideways. You see the guys just doing some shoddy work. And I just pat myself, I just pat myself on the back like, you're doing great, man. You're killing it. Your crew looks way more professional. You're doing higher level work. But what kind of came out of that was I got really complacent. I stopped pushing myself. It's like we're doing better than most is not the same as we're doing the best that we can do. And it took me a while to learn that. And I'm seeing that with some of the people in the coaching group as well. So my suggestion, I was talking about having zero fucks about what other people are doing, about how when I sell for my painting business, I just act like I'm the only painter in the universe because, frankly, I'm the only painter that I fucking care about. So I don't worry about market price or what other people's marketing is doing, any of that shit, because the only thing that matters in my business is what I do with it and how I lead it. So my kind of three-point plan to keeping myself off the comparison train is, one, I just have a very clear vision of what I want, whether it be business goals, personal goals, happiness, whatever it is. Have a clear vision so you know exactly what you're looking for. Secondly, get a plan in place to reach those goals, but make sure it's measurable. We're always talking about KPIs and knowing your numbers. And the reason for that is, you know, comparison, as I was mentioning, evokes all this emotional response from us, whereas numbers don't fucking lie, you know? And so when you've got measurable actions, you can look at that data and you can objectively see how you're doing and make changes accordingly. And then finally, you know, doesn't matter how clear your fucking vision is, doesn't matter how detailed your plan is and how measurable it is, if you don't get off your fucking ass and do it. And that's the biggest thing I see in these guys that are starting to shit on themselves and look at these other people's businesses and their successes is that what I know, because I'm inside all these people's business, I know what's going on, is that the ones that are really killing it are the ones that are putting in the work and doing the shit. And the ones that are just kind of floating or staying in neutral are hoping like to learn this stuff by osmosis or just kind of hanging around others that are doing it, but aren't putting in the work, aren't doing the reps needed to move the needle on a daily basis. So with that, I'm going to leave you. Thanks for joining us on Friday Fails. See you next week.